Good morning.
Yasmin.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Hanok.
How are
you? Good afternoon. Good. Baruch Hashem. How are you, Hanok?
I'm well, Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Please join me in saying Yana Bekoas. Ana Bekoa. Kedula Trinita. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat the letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Barchem tacharen, we have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to utilize the 13 attributes of mercy to separate between the positive and the negative aspects of this creation. Please consider muting your phone to avoid the static by pressing *6. You'll be able to ask questions later or during the class by pressing *6 again. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apayim. Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notzer Chesed La'alafim. Nosea won vafesha, vechata'a v'nakei. Now we're going to read verses from the Tanakh that relate to the energy of the year, this year and previous years. We're going to start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'acha L'Shem Yudhe Bavav Hei Be'yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanehu. There are two verses that relate to the energy of this year, the year of the goat, 5777. The first of these two verses is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katipo oyevai chinam. The first letter that these five words could be parsed into three Hebrew words. Satskiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam, and this is translated as a sea of tenant. Both of these translations relate to the energy of the year of the goat. The second verse that relates to this year of 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Because concealed within the verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, separated by seven letters between each of the letters of the name. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tedabaku Tukasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now we're going to read two verses that relate to the energy of the year 5776. The first of these is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. The year 5776 has the energy of the pause. And whenever you are feeling overwhelmed, these two verses are good verses to connect to and say. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum Achechem ha-Levim Ad kilot ha-Mlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-Kohanim Ki ha-Levim yishrei levav Lehitkadesh me-ha-Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La Lahe Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. There are three verses that connect to the energy of 5775, which is the potential of removing the angel of death. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni abili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mifal hamacha roiya, asher yitchabe sham ushavtem, elai el nachol, vehalakti item, vechayayim yeshno, varetz vechipasti, O Toba call Alfe Yehuda. And the third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo lametzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And there is one verse that connects to the year, energy of the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. That's the verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wesamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakan takta velo yergaz od velo yosiku bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar. We're going to read the verse that connects to the energy of certainty. It comes from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar, Rukwa Matar, Tane Nan Dekucha, Urihu Koma Diaved, Leela Witata. Kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot veleid lach mila bialma divae barnash vedahya leya mineya uanhaga beya tilana dehakulu ovada dikshot Inun wikolai tewit be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names in the Sadduceen. And the Sadduceen who chose to leave this day, which is the 12th of Cheshvan, Rabbi Zev Wolf Kitzi, Rabbi Yehuda Sadaka, Rosh Yeshiva of Porat Yosef, Rabbi Nahum Shadik, Rabbi Moshe Kramer. And I will also point out that today is the Hebrew calendar yahrzeit of the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. And while he is not generally recognized as a tzaddik, the fact that a Jew killed another Jew in the land of Israel has tremendous energetic impact. This is a day that requires a great amount of binding by striking. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoth we say in a whisper. Today's class is our third class in Why Study Zohar. You can find the handout in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 2, the right-hand column. When you it says, Why Study Kabbalah? When you click on that link, it will take you to a location, and you'll see four links as to why study Zohar. We will be finishing, starting with and finishing Class 1B, and then hopefully start Class 2. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? We are starting. The Torah, which the angels desired, was Kabbalah. And this is the Torah which the angels desired for themselves when they said, Who has set your glory above the heavens? They referred to the Kabbalah, for it is not proper to say that they referred to the level of Peshat, the simple level. For they obviously knew that the Peshat of the Torah did not apply to them, as Moshe answered them. And even then I send those to give the Torah to Israel. And why? Because the Holy One, blessed be He, knows that the occupation with the study of the Kabbalah is the principal tikkun, and this tikkun cannot occur through the angels, as we have explained, because they have no free will. And I am adding, this is not quite correct. Angels have free will, but also, due to their closeness to Hashem, use that free will to choose good rather than evil. How do we know that this is true? How else can one explain the concept of fallen angels? And now, son of man, understand and see that all the great tikkunim have been placed under your control through the occupation of the Torah and the Kabbalah. And now, son of man, understand what is in front of you and look well and see that all the great tikkunim are under your hand through the occupation in Torah and the wisdom of truth, the Kabbalah. And this wisdom is lying at the corner, but there is no one to ask for it, nor searches it. And the verse declares, And you will ask for Hashem your God and for David your king, that it will not be like something lost that no one looks after, but like a lost thing that's looked after. Meaning that we have to look for tikkunim in order to repair all the damages, so that through this our Mashiach will come. And this particular tikkun is in our hands, and what shall we do in the day of accounting? However, our sages already said, and judge every man to the sight of merit. And there are among our brothers, B'nai Israel, a few different groups. For one group says, the honor of God is to hide things. They say, you have nothing to do with the secret parts of the Torah. The second group says, we fear to approach the holy because of the great fire. This is the husk that comes before the fruit. And this husk, this klipa, goes around the kedusha in order to hunt the souls of the downtrodden poor. Therefore, we do not wish to approach this wisdom, for we can lose our bodies and our souls and our intentions, saying this is l'shem shemayim. The third group says, how great is the desire of our soul to study this wisdom, Kabbalah. But because of the depth of the subject, and because of our very limited understanding, we cannot study this wisdom. And these three groups think that they will be right in the day of judgment. And I say to them, There is a proper answer to the claims of each one of these groups. The first group, their excuse is contradicted by what is brought in the introduction to the Sefer in Zohar HaKadosh and the ruling of our Gaon, Rabbi Yitzhak Beltash. And I also explain this in length in the Sefer Kinat Hashem Tzivaot. And from there you can see that there is no substance to what the first group says. Regarding the excuse of the second group, it can be contradicted also by what is written in the Sefer Kinat Hashem Tzivaot, that they are mistaken, they are heretics regarding the God of life. Their words are empty without substance, and the words of the Rav HaKadosh, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zichrono Libracha, are correct, for the paths of Hashem are correct. The Tzaddikim go on them, and sinners stumble on them. And as to the excuse of the third group, this is also no excuse, for if they don't understand, does it mean that they will not want to understand? It is not your duty to complete the job. It is thus written. And speak of it day and night, and it is not written, and understand it day and night. If you understand, fine. And if not, the reward of the study is yours. And we have proof from the Sefer HaZohar that even though one does not understand the language of a great, even if one does not understand, the language is of great benefit to the neshama. And even so, I have advanced a cure for your disease, and I have brought to you the Sefer, 138 Gates of Wisdom, Klach Tite Chachma. And in there are great keys to the wisdom of truth, the Kabbalah. And first you will try to understand the meaning of the words, and then you will review a second time to understand in depth. Before the tefillah, one must abstain from speaking, and one should study one passage of the Zohar HaKadosh, or the Tikkuni Zohar, or the Zohar Chadash, the Seder Hayom B'Yatzalot HaKodesh, therefore, the holy mitzvah of occupying oneself with the study of the Kabbalah increases, for thereby the secrets of the Torah are revealed, and this is one of the functions of Mashiach ben Yosef, the first Mashiach, for through him the ingathering of the exiles comes about, and through this study redemption is brought closer until its full completion through Mashiach ben David and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Baal Shem Tov required his students that before tefillah, they should learn a passage from the Zohar on the Tikkunim. And he will increase during those days, the month of Elul, in Tzedakah, and in the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Tikkunim, and Tehillim. Concerning the Sefer Tikkun HaZohar, 1,000 books would not suffice to explain the secrets that are to be found there. He who has not merited to understand the Zohar, even so he must learn, because the language of the Zohar purifies the soul. And in the merit of those who study and occupy themselves with the Zohar HaKadosh, Mashiach will come, for the land will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Through the study of the Sefer HaZohar, the merit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his companions will protect him. I'm getting background noise, so I will mute the phone. In order to ask a question, please unmute your phone by pressing *6. Through the study of the Sefer HaZohar, the merits of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his companions will protect him. And the merit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will protect him for the world that is coming. The study of the Sefer HaZohar is a segulah, or yirat shemayim, fear, awe of high heavens. The study of the Sefer HaZohar is a segulah for understanding lofty ideas. The constant study of the Sefer HaZohar is a segulah to bring the person to a state of connection with the Ein Sof. The study of the Sefer HaZohar eliminates the confusion of the heart. Through the study of the Sefer HaZohar, one builds worlds. He who studies the Sefer HaZohar in this world will not sit in shame in the future. Studying the secrets of the Torah is a great help for the understanding of the revealed part of the Torah. The study of the Sefer HaZohar causes the person to love the Creator, blessed be He. The study of the Sefer HaZohar causes the person to have emunah. The study of the Sefer HaZohar saves a person and his family from plagues and troubles. Question: is a Baal Teshuvah permitted to occupy himself with the study of the Sefer HaZohar? Can he not repair his neshama with the study of Nigle, the revealed parts of the Torah? A Baal Teshuvah needs to occupy himself very much with the revealed aspects of the Torah, and mainly with the halachot, in order to know the way he has to travel through and the actions he is required to perform, until he will be proficient in the laws of the Torah, in particular the sections dealing with everyday conduct, specifically the section Orach Chaim of the Shulchan Aruch, as the Chafetz Chaim writes in his introduction to the Mishnah Bura. Now the Baal Teshuvah has a great level, as it is written. In the place where the Baal Teshuvah stand, the complete tzaddikim cannot stand there, and it is fitting for him to study the Sefer HaZohar, and especially the selections of the Zohar that appear in the Chok Israel, in order to purify his soul. And how good and comely if this Baal Teshuvah will come to the level of bringing merit to other Jews, and will awaken other Baalei Teshuvah to occupy themselves with the study of the Halakha and the Sefer HaZohar. And in this way, the teshuvah of these Jews will be accepted by the Holy One, blessed be He. And I wondered about the earnest Jews. Why would they sleep all night and waste their days in vain? Why should they not awaken at night to say Tehillim and Tikkun Chatzot according to their strength, and then to pray word by word with intention of the heart, each one according to his ability? And if he is able to learn at least Mishnayot, why should he prevent himself from doing so, and to read some pages from the Holy Zohar, since all the sayings there are adornments for the soul, life to his soul? The Vilna Gaon insists a great deal on the holy mitzvah of learning the secret parts of the Torah, for the merit of this mitzvah brings the redemption closer. And when we do not study this wisdom, the redemption is delayed. Chas v'shalom. Among the works of the Gras, the Vilna Gaon, and his students, in the area of the ingathering of the exiles, was the establishment of a Bet Midrash in Yerushalayim, where the Kabbalah was to be studied. And I am adding, the Gra teaches a different style of Kabbalah. Part of what he teaches is that Mashiach is a consciousness. The Gra sent a group to Jerusalem in the 1800s to prevent this consciousness from dying out. This group is still there, and there is a small group that teaches the Gra's system of Kabbalah in the Denver area. Torah from Zion. The study of the Kabbalah and the revelation of the secrets of the Torah at the time of the footsteps of Mashiach is one of the main things to bring redemption closer, as the Vilna Gaon explains at length in many places. And this is one of the main tasks of Mashiach ben Yosef, that through him the exiles are gathered, according to our rabbi, the Gaon. And I am adding, the Gra. The Holy Ramach, Rabbi Moses Cordovero, already gave rebuke, and this is what he said in his work called Pardes and Sharei Ken and Not Nine in the ninth chapter. Now that the wisdom of the truth, the Kabbalah, has become revealed and made known among the wise of Israel, which is an inheritance of the assembly of Jacob from Moshe Rabbeinu, from God, anyone who denies it or argues with it is called a kofir, an apostate, for he denies a portion of Torah, Sheba Al-Peh, the oral law, and he removes himself from the faithful of Israel. For from the time that it became well known amongst the Jewish people, that is, from the time of the Ramban, which is Nachmanides, onward, there has not been a single chacham, a single Torah scholar, from the wise of Israel, or from the wise investigators, who has denied its validity. However, previous to this time, it was hidden and revealed only to a few fitting people in each generation, as it is known in the Teshuvat Geonim. However, from the time of the Ramban, it became known amongst the Jewish people, and not a single Chacham from all the wise of Israel, from whose waters we drink when learning their commentaries on Talmud and Poskim, halakhic issues, argued with it at all. This is the main rectification of learning Kabbalah more than any other area of Torah learning. For the rest of the areas of Torah, learning are enclosed in matters of this world, which is not the case with Kabbalah, and particularly the words of the Arizal, who built upon the Ideris in the Zohar and the Safra de Siniusa, also in the Zohar, and the other secret sections of the Holy Zohar. All of its matters deal only on the level of Atzilut and the worlds of the light of Ein Sof. That is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called Nistar, hidden. Without the study of the Zohar, the Pinimut HaTorah, the rest of our study will become a potion of death, God forbid. Behold the expression, the Tree of Life refers to Pinimut HaTorah, the inner dimension of the Torah, as stated in the passage from the Re'a Nehemna, Parashat Naso. Since in the future the Jews will taste the Tree of Life, which is the Sefer HaZohar, the Tanya, the Egeret HaKodesh, explains that the term, the Tree of Life, refers to the inner dimensions of the Torah and its mitzvot. To explain The written law is referred to as the tree of life because it does not enclose itself in material garments to the same degree as does the oral law. For the written law emanates from Zeron Pin, and the written law can be sensed. Similarly, Pinimiyut HaTorah has not enclosed itself in material garments, for instead it speaks of spiritual matters, including the chain-like progression of spiritual existence and godly subjects. Moreover, the conceptualization and the comprehension of these matters is spiritual, and in this type of thought, the godly light can be felt. Its entire intent is to know God and to become to love and fear Him. As the Shalom writes in his Masechta Shavuot with regard to the study of Torah Lishma, the words of Torah that involve research, knowledge, and comprehension of God Himself should be studied in order to know His name and His greatness, and the hidden secrets of His mitzvot. Then the person's heart will be roused to fear Him and to love Him. The Arizal said that in the later generations, it is a mitzvah to reveal the wisdom of the Zohar. Thus it is Pinimiyut HaTorah, which is the tree of life, which is the revelation of godliness, which leads to a perfect heart. The love and fear of Hashem, which is the essence of our occupation with the Torah and its mitzvot. For this reason, the essence of Pinimiyut HaTorah was revealed in these later generations. Thus, the Tanya Higeret HaKodesh quotes the Arizal as stating that it is in these later generations that it is permitted, and indeed it is a mitzvah to reveal this wisdom. For in the earlier generations, this was not necessary. They were totally righteous men whose souls stemmed from high spiritual rungs. Because of the tremendous power of their souls, they possessed genuine love and fear of God and studied the Torah Lishma. I am adding, Lishma is usually translated as for its own sake, yet it is better to understand the following meaning. Lishma is actually better said as Lishmo, for his sake. Do not do actions of mitzvot for a reward or for yourself, but do these actions of mitzvot to give pleasure to Hashem. In fact, the only reason is to do a mitzvah is to give pleasure to Hashem. We know that this consciousness is hard to find within ourselves. Yet when we do a mitzvah action in order to receive a benefit to or for ourselves, the action has no effect on Hashem, and therefore has no meaning in this world or in the world that is coming. This is my opinion, and is the opinion of many Kabbalists. I'm also adding, after reading my commentary above, one needs to ask the question, why does this document promise all of these wonderful things to people and souls from studying, from reading the Zohar? The answer is that we people are not yet ready to study Torah Lishmo. We need Zohar study even when promising benefits to ourselves. We need Zohar study to change ourselves, to be able to study Torah, and eventually Zohar Lishmo. Yes, this is counterintuitive, but it does work. How do I know? Because I personally have experienced the cleansing that comes from Zohar study. To attain these levels, they do not require the revelation of the Nimiyut HaTorah. Therefore, these teachings were hidden, for it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. In these later generations, by contrast, the souls do not stem from such high rungs, and the spiritual potential of our hearts has diminished. Therefore, it is a mitzvah to reveal this wisdom. In each successive generation, the revelation of Pnimiyot HaTorah becomes even more necessary, so that it becomes possible to know God and experience love and fear of Him. Since the spiritual level of the souls have descended and they have become more materially oriented, and there are a multitude of veils and concealments, were it not for the revelation of the Pnimiyut HaTorah, even those who cling to the Torah would not know God and would not experience genuine love and fear of Him. For love and fear are dependent on the knowledge of the comprehension of godliness. How is it possible to love something when you do not know what it is? Rabbi Shalom Dober from Lubavitch. Some people will sustain themselves from the Zohar in the later generations. And we'll now switch over to page 2, as we have completed page 1 through the first 3 classes. In chapter 12, it was explained that without the love and fear of God, the study of the Torah could also become a portion of death. Therefore, in God's kindness to us, He revealed to us the Zohar, which had been hidden since the death of Rabbi Shimon, so that it would be revealed in the later generations. As it is written in the Tikkuni Zohar, and some people will sustain themselves on the lower plane from your composition, the Zohar in the later generations, in the end of days, and in each subsequent generation, in His kindness, God has revealed the light of Pnimiyut HaTorah through His faithful servants. It is a mitzvah and an obligation to study the Pnimiyut HaTorah. Accordingly, it is a mitzvah and an obligation for each and every one to study Pnimiyut HaTorah. The fundamental aspect of our Torah study should be to know what is forbidden and what is permitted, and the laws of ritual impurity, and purity in order to refine the world, as stated in the Tanya. We must amplify our study and observance of all of the 613 mitzvot in actual practice, in thought, in speech, and in deed, for they relate to the worlds of Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, facilitating the task of refinement carried out there. Nevertheless, there is a duty which is both a mitzvah and an obligation to study Pnimiyut HaTorah, as stated in the source in Igeret HaKodesh cited above. It is a great and lofty mitzvah, which indeed surpasses all of them. A person who does not study Pnimiyut HaTorah is liable for his soul. A person who does not study Pnimiyut HaTorah is liable for his soul, for even if he occupies himself with Torah study, he will fall from his spiritual level, as explained above. Not only will he not carry out the task of refinement, On the contrary, he will certainly, this applies to someone who does not desire this study, but rather to devote himself solely to the study of Nigla, the revealed legal dimension of the Torah, he attaches himself to the place of death, as stated in the passage from the Zohar. For it is through the study of Pnimiyot HaTorah alone that a person will merit the light of life. It is the tree of life and the medium which will bring a person to the love and fear of God, and then he will live in them. His Torah study will enable him to carry out the task of refinement and elevate his soul, and even the source of his soul, and unite them in his oneness. This is the intent of our sages' statement. All of these forms of disease can be nullified by bread dipped in salt. Salt is an analogy for the study of the Pnimiyut HaTorah, is necessary, as stated in chapter 4. If a person doesn't study Pnimiyut HaTorah, then his Torah study becomes Sam Mavet, a potion of death, Chas V'Shalom. If a person merits, the Torah becomes an elixir of life for him. Meriting refers to the joining of the Torah to the tree of life. That is, his involvement in Torah study should be characterized by the love and fear of God, and that his study should be Lishma. This is achieved through the study of Pnimiyut HaTorah, as explained in chapter 13. Then the Torah becomes an elixir of life for him. If, by contrast, a person does not merit, he does not attach his Torah study to the tree of life, for he does not study Pnimiyut HaTorah, and thus does not possess the love and fear of God. He will study without any intent, without the love and fear of God, and thus he will not study Lishma. This study will become a potion of death for him, heaven forbid, for he will descend, he will become preoccupied with his self, his ego will become inflated, and he will become very materially oriented, as explained above at great length. This is particularly true when he studies after blemishing the covenant, heaven forbid, in which instance the Torah study descends in the depths of the klipah and actually attaches itself to the tree of death. The Torah will not be forgotten from Israel through the merit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Come and see the works of Hashem, an amazing revelation concerning the mystery of the greatness of the godly Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, may his merit shield us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gave assurances that through him the Torah would not be forgotten from the Jewish people, as our sages teach. When our rabbis entered the yeshiva in Yavne, they said the Torah will one day be forgotten by the Jews. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that it would not be forgotten, as it is written. It will not be forgotten from the mouth of his offspring. And as is explained in the Zohar, because of this work, the book of Zohar, the Jews will be redeemed from exile. So now come, see and understand the hidden wonders of our day, of our holy Torah. This is why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai based himself on this verse. It will not be forgotten from the mouth of his offspring. For in truth, this mystery is hinted at and concealed in this very verse. Through the offspring of Yochai, this being Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Rashbi, the Torah will not be forgotten by the Jews. This is because the final letters of the words in this verse, Ki lo tishachach mipi zaro, are the same letters as Yochai. This is what the verse hints to and reveals. It will not be forgotten from the mouth of his offspring, specifically from the mouth of his offspring. That is, from the mouth of the offspring of the one who is himself alluded to and hidden in this verse, this being the sage Yochai. Because of the offspring of Yochai, who is hinted at in the final letters of the words in this verse, this being Rashbi, the Torah will not be forgotten. For with this Zohar, they will be redeemed from exile. And no, the mystery of Rabbi Shimon himself is alluded to in another verse. Know that the holy sage, Rabbi Shimon, corresponds to a verse in Daniel. An angel, a holy one, descended from heaven, the first letters of which are Shimon. And I am adding, it is well known in the Kabbalah, a person's students are considered his children. When you read the word children of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, know that it refers to his students. It refers to you. And one should conduct himself in the following manner, so that he will be able to complete the Zohar HaKadosh and the Zohar Chadash and the Tikkunim every year. But if one learns according to the order of the Parashiyot, sometimes he will find that it will take 3 or 4 weeks to finish some of the long Parashiyot. Therefore, it is proper to fix the study of the Zohar and the Tikkunim so that he will complete around 3 pages every day, so that he will be able to complete all the Zohar and the Tikkunim in 1 year's period. And after completing the 3 daily pages, he will study in the books of the Mekubalim, so that he will be able to complete the study also of the Sifrei HaMekubalim. However, the study of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim, he will be careful to complete every year, as we mentioned before. And in this manner, he will comport himself all the days of his life. The Mekubalim have written that the study of 5 pages daily is of great benefit and a great tikkun for the soul, to illuminate it, to purify it, and to repair it. And it is a cure and a correction for the sins and the transgressions of the soul. From the words of the Tikkuni Zohar, it is known the great obligation and the great reward for he who studies Kabbalah. For the study of the language of the Zohar builds worlds. And how much more if he will merit to study and understand one passage. He will make in 1 hour a tikkun above what could not be accomplished with the study of 1 full year of Peshat. And there is no need to bring proofs regarding this. The proofs that are mentioned through the strong lion, the Ari HaKadosh, then his study for a whole year will be worth nothing if it is not crowned one day with the study of the Kabbalah. For it is equivalent to all others. And what is written in the Tikkun HaZohar, and he causes that none will occupy with the study of the Kabbalah, means that anyone who occupies with it, even one day a year, then his Torah study will produce fruits above. And how much more if he fixes times for Hashem, 1 hour every night, that he is assured of a portion in the world that is coming, among the sons of the king in the palace, and he will be among those who look at the face of the king, those who sit first in the kingdom of the firmament. And it is enough with this explanation, for those whom Hashem gave intelligence and discerning. And this is determined and rooted in my soul that he who has not seen the light of the Zohar HaKadosh has never seen light. A man cannot come to a minute understanding of the greatness and loftiness of the Creator, blessed be he, from all our studies, as he can through the study of the wisdom of the Kabbalah, and in particular the study of the Sefer HaZohar and the Tikkunim. And we are going to stop here, and our fourth class will commence here next Sunday at 10:30 Pacific time. Our classes this coming week. Today at 2 o'clock West Coast time, our third class in the basic class. We'll be studying the Hebrew letters, the Zohar, and the the 42-letter name of creation. We will also, tomorrow, Monday at 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will study an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will have our second lesson in the Talmud Esther Sefirot. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, question and answer series. Thursday at 4:30, our class at Advanced Reincarnation. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class. Saturday evening at 6 p.m. will be our Havdalah. And at 7 p.m. will be a Zohar class. The first opportunity to connect to the Zohar within the frame of the new week's energy. The next parasha. I'm going to unmute your phone so that anybody may ask a question who wishes to. Are there any questions? A big shalom to all. And please join us for the third class in our basic series in 2 hours. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh no, I'm gonna walk up right now. I understand.